Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Mem Dalet, and we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, all the way at the bottom. A couple of points from yesterday's daf before we get on to today's. Number one, I was asked a number of messages sent to the answer of the Eov question from yesterday. You know, was Eov being set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Was it, didn't seem like there was so fair. Hashem says, have you seen my Eov? But if you look in the Das Mikra, Amos Chacham quotes there, a pshat, that Hashem says to Satan, where have you been? Where have you been? Hashem is asking, Ezehu amakam shematzasa bo chet, ubas lo dieli alav. Where have you been? Where is the Satan? The Satan's always been makam chet. Hashem's like new. So where have you been in the world? What's happening in the world? And the Satan answers, I've been all over, meaning the whole world is full of chet. Mishut ba'aretz umehis halechba. Me'avar ba'aretz la'arkar l'rachba, v'lo kara asatam b'shem makom mesuyam, v'nir shakavanasa lomar, ela kol ha'aretz kulam, le'achatam, ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz, u'bazeh asatam lo rak b'katrik al b'nei adam, ela gam pogea b'kavan Hashem, k'malach basav adam, sh'omrim lo, sh'b'chol machuso ein afilu adam echa ne'eman lo. Hashem, there's nobody that's listening to you in the whole world. So to answer that, Hashem says, no, that's not correct. Eov is a loyalist. Eov is someone who has follows. And then the story happens that the Satan says, oh yeah, he's only doing that for ulterior motives, etc. So it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was setting him up, but it was rather, Hashem already asked the Satan, and the Satan already said there's nobody righteous in the whole world. So Hashem was saying that's not true. The Chulu, that's one idea. The other idea to mention is what we had at the end of the daf. When we spoke about Machlokes in Rashi and the Rashba at the end, when Rava gave a somewhat incorrect psak, and the psak was said to him that he has to pay. L'shalim le d'meitur l'mari. He has to pay the value of the ox. Machlokes was that a tal b'dvar mishnah? Was it a tal b'shikol hadas? What exactly is a tal b'dvar mishnah? Somebody that makes a mistake about an explicit text. An explicit text, right? That's what the Gemara discusses in Miseches Sanhedrin. That's the Gemara that Rashi quotes. That's the sugya at the beginning of Sanhedrin, and also in the middle of Miseches Sanhedrin. All the way at the beginning on Davav, we have the beginning of the discussion. Heichi dami tal b'shikol hadas. The Gemara discusses what is a tal b'shikol hadas. What is the mistake in judgment? What's a mistake in text? So Rav Papa says, "Kigon trei tanoi v'trei amoroi, v'pligia hadadi, v'lo itmer hilchas alo kamar v'lo kamar." There's a machlokes, and there's no mesorah about who the halacha is like. But sugin da alma aliba dechad minayu, the sugyas and the sources and the text seem to go like one, and he went like the other. That's a tol b'shikol hadas, meaning it's a judgment call. There's no specific mesorah, but if there's a mishnah or there's a beferish mesorah that everybody goes by, that could be worse. That's not just tol b'shikol hadas. That's a tol b'dvar mishnah, and that has different rules. That's Rashi's lashon there in Sanhedrin Davav. Tekivan de davar mefurashu ein dino din. Because it's a davar mefurash ein dino din, and there's a special halacha based on Mishnayos, based on Gemara, based on beferish mesoras like that. The question is, how far down does it go? Right, we've mentioned many times the Rama and Choshe Mishpat Simon Chafei when he quotes the Gemara the Bamitzia Ravina Baravashi Sof Hora'ah. Again, it's not in context of a halacha; it's not a halachic context. But the way the Vilna Gaon understands that line of the Gemara is that you can't argue on the Gemara. That's a Tav Advar Mishnah. That's a beferish Gemara. You can't argue on the Mishnah. You can't argue on the Gemara. That is explicit. So how far does that go down? An Acharon can for sure argue on a Rishon, right? That happens. Not a good idea, but it happens. But what about earlier? So that's today a fascinating discussion historically and halachically in the Rishonim. The Rosh summarizes in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin in Ozvav. He summarizes the machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ravid and himself. What about the Gaonim? We know Gemara has a special status. But what about the Gaonim? Did the Gaonim also? And then the Rishonim are different? Well, the Rishonim here are discussing this. So the Rishonim are discussing what about the Gaonim. So that's what the Rosh quotes. Kasi quotes the Baal Amar, Shamati mishum chacham gadol michach midarenu, shelafaneinu, deha idna les lan toe b'shikol hadas. Sharei kol ha'alachos psukos b'yadeinu, omen ha'shas, omen ha'gaonim, shakra ha'shas. Today there's no such thing as a Toa B'Shikol Hadas, because everything's mefurish. Everything's written down. If you don't answer correctly, you didn't look it up. Va'ani ein nira lidvarim halalu, says the Baal Hamar. Ela kol mi she'ein ta'uso mispareres min ha'mishna o min ha'shas. Mefurish, police safek. Oh, lav toa b'davar mishnehu, ela b'shikal anas. If it's not b'feirish in the Gemara, even if there's a Masara afterwards. Umasha pasku ha-ga'onim achar stimas ha-shas, midas machras v'lo mehalacha brura. Upsukim in ha-shas kesugin da'almahave. Uman detoy bey, toy b'shikal adas v'lo b'davar mishnah. Says the Balamar, ga'onim, that's toad b'shikal adas. That doesn't have the same status. That's not taught in a beferish text. That would be taught b'dvar mishnah, would be a beferish forgetting a text. No, that's taught b'shikol adas. And the Ravid says on the Divrei Balamar, the emes amar hachacham, shim taught b'piskei go'onim shlo shama divrehem, v'ilu shama hayachozer bo b'emes u'b'ir zeo taught b'dvar mishnah. He says no. He says what the chacham that he's quoting said, I think it is a taught b'dvar mishnah. Right, so the Ravid agrees to the deya that the Balamar quotes. The caravan ilo marsha afilu mchayacholik apsak hagon mitam shenira lo lefi daito shalokadas hagon. Not only if he didn't know, but if he just argues, it's still betov b'dvar mishnah. She'ein lanu atal lachlok al divrei gon mirayas daitenu lefarish inyan b'derech acher kedei sheishtan adim b'divrei hagon imlo b'kushya mufersemes v'zeo davar she'eino nimsa. Would you ever have a kashana gon beferish that he? So that would be a problem. That is Oma Tzmachlokas in the Balamar and the Ramban, Balamar and the Ravid, that the Rush quotes. And then the Rush comments. Where does it end? Where does it end? Va'ani Omer, says the Rush. Vadai, call Misha Tabibizki Agonim Zal, Shaloshama Divrehem. If you didn't hear what they said, and if you would have heard what they said, you would have agreed, that could be a Tabar Dar Mishnah. So in that respect, he agrees with the Ravid, that if you didn't know, but could you argue? What if you knew and you argued? And then he says, what about all? Avalim lo yashru bein of divrehem. Umaybe rayos lidvar of hamukubala manche doro? Yiftach bedoro kishmuel bedoro. So the Rush is somewhat in the middle. Yes, Gaonim have that status if you would have accepted it as that status. If you would have known the sheet of the Gaonim, and you would never have argued on them had you known, so then that would have the status of a Talmud of our Mishnah in your respect. But if you know the Gaonim and you argue, you're allowed to argue, says the Rush. Yiftach b'dor kishmul b'doro. Ein l'chayel l'shofet asher yiyah b'yamim ahem. V'yochol lister d'vrayim. Ki kol ha'dvar ameinu shenim mavurim b'shas. Because here's the yisod. Anything that's not mavur and shas. Shesidah ravina v'ravashi. Yochol lister v'livnos. Afil lachlok al divrei ha'gaonim. Right? That's the Rush. So the three sheets is the Balamar and the Ravid. And the sheet of the Rush, which is somewhere in the middle. About how late does Tav b'dvar mishnah and Tav b'shikol hadas go. The concept of every generation having something special about it continues, right? Like the later on, you're allowed to argue. You can't. The Rush didn't say you could argue on the Gemara. You could argue on the Gaonim. But every generation has. That's the beautiful comment of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Baloscha. Right, Parshas Baloscha, the comment of the Gemara Maseches Tmura. Remember that Gemara where Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, and he said to Yeshua, ask me anything you want. Ask me anything you want. And Yeshua says, I've always been here. I don't have anything else to ask. And Moshe died, and Yeshua forgot 300 halachas, and he had 100 sveikas, 700 sveikas. What's the message? Yeshua was telling the truth. He was telling the truth. Well, so Rabbi Yaakov explains, no, Moshe needed to teach him the message of Hizkatnu Hadoros, that every door further and more distant from our Sinai has a more diluted, so to speak, a little bit, status from the source. Rabbi Yaakov talks about this in other contexts also, and he says that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Beis. If the Rishonim were Bnei Malachim, were Bnei Anashim, if they were Bnei Anashim, were Chamorim, v'chulu. So we have to recognize that idea on a hashkafic level, and maybe someone on a halachic level, though technically one is allowed to argue on the later, earlier generations, but that is Rabbi Yaakov's comment about that sukkah. Okay, again, there's a lot more here. But we'll continue. There's a lot of exciting topics on today's daf as well. Okay, let us continue. A few lines from the bottom. Amar Marbrei Deravina, Mosvina Tziyufta Klape Sane Derava. Right, I will ask Akasha on those enemies of Rava. That's a euphemism. It really means against Rava. And what did Rava just do? Let's go back to the context. We had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What happens if somebody shechs in the Turbetz HaVeshet, which is the place where the esophagus connects to the jaw? If it's all the way up in the Turbetz HaVeshet. So we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that a nekev in that area is posel b'mashehu, even a tiny spot. Why? Because Rav holds that is a makam shchita. So if it's a makam shchita, then any tiny spot's going to passel. Shmuel says it's not a makam shchita. Therefore, you need the majority of it to be punctured in order for it to be psul. That's Rav and Shmuel. So the question is, what happens if somebody shechs a little bit in that spot? That was the case that came in front of Rava, in the B'nai Rav Ukva. They started the Shechit in the Turbetz HaVeshet, and they finished in the Veshet. So the question is, what's the halacha? So Rava says, you're Machri Miman of Shach. Machri Miman of Shach. But the Gemara pointed out that, no, you should be Mekel Miman of Shach. Why? There was a little Nekev in the Turbetz HaVeshet. If you say it's not Makam HaShechita, you'd consider that a Nekev. But one second, according to Rav, it's Makam HaShechita. So you started the Shechita in a good place, and you went straight. So according to Rav, it should be kosher. According to Shmuel, it's not Makam HaShechita, but you need Rov to be a Nekev then. And you did a majority in the regular, in the Veshet. So therefore, Miman of Shach should be kosher. That was the problem, and that was the answer to Rava. So now, the Gemara says, Amar Mar Braid de Ravina, I'm going to ask a kasha on those enemies of Rav, as we alluded to yesterday. La'olam Hilchasa, and this is the mashal. But the mashal is, you can't just paskin based on two chumras. That's not appropriate. But he didn't want to say Rava. He said Sani de Rava, because two chumras, the words that he uses from Sefer Koheles aren't the most praiseworthy words. And that's why he didn't want to say Beferish, that it's a kasha on Rava, when he asked this. But what's the sugya? As the Gemara says elsewhere, La olam hilchasa k'divrei Beis Hillel. Generally, we know we paskin like Beis Hillel. V'arosa l'asos k'divrei Beis Shammai, oseh. You want to do like Beis Shammai? You can. K'divrei Beis Hillel, oseh. Mikule, you could choose, even though the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But if you choose, it's not the end of the world. But mikule Beis Shammai, mikule Beis Hillel rasha. If you just look for all the coolers in the world, that's wicked. So that's not following halacha. Mikhumre Beis Shammai, mikhumre Beis Hillel. But if you also take everybody's chumres, Alava Kasav Omer, Haksil, Bachoshech Olech. That's also foolish. You're walking in darkness. Hashem doesn't want you just to be Machmir. Rashi Maseches Beitza, alludes to this, as we have, said in the past, where the Gemara says there, Koach de Hatera Adif. What is Koach de Hatera Adif there? Rashi explains it, says, anybody can be Machmir. Right? That's not showing what the true halacha is. Anybody can be Machmir. It takes a chacham, somebody really knows the halacha, to be Mekel. That's Rashi's lashon. Tov lo lahashmienu koach de rehamatir, shu somechal shmuaso. Ve'eno yari lahatir. Somebody knows the halacha can be Mekel. It takes shoulders, as they say, to be Mekel, right? To have a big posting book. Again, people could also be Mekel irresponsibly and just not know the halacha. And just to be Mekel, and that's not a fair authority. That's not saying that he has good shoulders. It just says that he's not Meshubit to the Mesorah. But if somebody is a Gadol Ador, and he's a posting Ador, and he knows everything, and he's Mekel, and he's a major leaguer that has the authority to have a day up, so then you have to, if somebody's Mekel, that really means that they know, and they're confident. And that's what Rashi says here. Right? He's Somech. Anybody can be machmir. And that's the Gemara here, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, of Aksil Bachoshech Holech, if one is just machmir across the board. And Rashi says, quotes the Gemara in Erevin, this is not just talking about two chumras in two separate areas of halacha. We're talking about two chumras that contradict each other. That's the fool. Somebody just wants to be machmir in many areas. I don't know if that's Aksil. That's a certain way of psak. But what the context of the pasuk here is where they go against each other. Betray chumri desasun adadi, like we had earlier about if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokas about how much of a spine has to be missing for it to be a trefa. So then there are nafkaminas, l'chumri l'kula for tumas ol for trefa, and you have to go with a consistent shita in that regard. Good. So Ella, the Gemara continues. Ella ike Beis Shammai kikuleinu kuchumreyon. If you go like Beis Shammai, take the package. Okay, Beis Hillel, Kukulan v'chomrayon. Or like Beis Hillel, you have to go like the Kulas and the Chumras, right? This is the sugya of a Kula shopping, or Chumra acting, right? What is that? One is allowed to have different Rabbanim for different areas of Halacha. That's not a problem. So if somebody asks all their Shailas in Ilchas Nida to one Rav, because that's who they're comfortable with, and another one in Ilchas Shabbos, another one in Ilchas Kashrus. Again, it can't be because, well, each of those rabbis have their own area of kula. That's why I choose those rabbis. You know, that's not acceptable. But if somebody's comfortable in a certain area of psak with a certain rav, so then that's no problem. If one's doing it for, you know, just reasons of honest reasons and not because of anything more than that. So this is the statements. That was the problem with the Rava. Before we continue, though, we're in the middle. Stop there for a minute. Kukulein v'chomrein. The Rashba has an important comment here. The Rashba says, here we're not talking about when we say to follow the chumras of one straight across. That's fool, says the Rashba. That's talking, as the Rashi says, where they contradict each other. But if somebody's just not sure what to do, that's we have rules and regulations of what to do in a case of a suffik. Suffik d'araisa and suffik d'rabanan. Says the Rashba. The dafka b'milsa d'ispe l'kol chad mehani trea moroi o hani trea tanoi kula v'chumra. Kigon machloket v'shamei v'zilel. B'shidra v'gugoles. U'bimavui akum d'hasam. Aval b'milsa d'lamar chumra l'mal kula ha'yafinan. But if it's just a machlokes, it's not that it's contradictory and you'll take the chumras of both. But if it's a machlokes, you know, one is betami, one is betar, one is b'adu, one is oser. If you have a majority, halachacharehem. V'im lav, and if it's just a machlokes, you really don't know what to do. So then, b'shal Torah, halachachara machbar, b'shal sofer, halachachara mekel. We have principles of sovei d'araisa l'chumra, sovei d'rabanan l'kula. So if there's a accepted psak, fine. If there's no accepted psak and you don't know what to do, that's not talking about, oh, That's not what it's talking about. That's a context where if I don't know, you know, I don't know if something's kosher or not. Oh, I learned the Gemara. I'm a fool if I'm machmer, so I'll eat it. Just no, chas v'shalom. Right? We're talking about a case where there's opposite chumras, and that's what's inappropriate. But in a case where I'm not know something, then obviously savi the rest of the chumra, savi the rabbanon lekula, and savi tuma brishas hayachet tamei, savi tuma brishas rabim tar, as we said in the other context as well. Let's continue. We're in the middle of the discussion. So the Gemara says, this Brisa quoted from the beginning of the Brisa. You could go like Basil if you want to. And then the next line said, the previous line says the halacha is like Basil. So how do you put those two lines together? So Aguf Akasha, Amar lo olam halacha g'divir Basil, v'hadar tani haroz halacha g'divir b'shama yasa. So how does that work? The halacha is like Beis Hillel, so what does it mean that you can do like Beis Shammai if you want? Lo kasha, kan kodem baskol, kan la achar baskol. Two answers. Number one, pre and post baskol. Which baskol? Erev and Yud Gimel. Where the Gemara talks about one of the two places in Shas, where the Gemara says, Eilu ve'eilu dir b'ilakim chayim. Right, the Gemara there, that discusses that for years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing who the halacha should be like. Shalosh shanim nechluku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Halala omer halacha k'moseinu. Halacha omer halacha k'moseinu. Yotas abaskol v'yamra. Elu ve'elu dibri elukim chayim v'halacha k'dibri Beis Hillel. Double baskol. We pask elu ve'elu, they both have inherent value, right? Elu ve'elu, they're both right, so to speak. They both have MS Torah on it, but halacha like Beis Hillel. So the baskol said, right, the only time ever that a baskol said we paskin always like this shita. We'll get to the other baskol in a minute, but that's kan kodem baskol, kan la'achar baskol, and therefore it is different. Again, elu ve'elu is a huge topic. Not for now, just to mention one source. You can't not mention the Ritva. The Ritva in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. The Ritva there on that Gemara asks, how do those two lines, the Gemara said, how do these two lines fit in? The halacha is like Beis Hillel, but you can go like Beis Shammai if you want to. So how do the two lines of the baskol fit in with each other? The halacha is like Elu ve'elu, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The Ritva, ironically, here quotes the Rabbani Tzarfas, the Ritva from Spain, quotes the French rabbis on Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel. Shalu Rabbani Tzarfasal. The Rabbani Tzarfas asks, how is that possible? How could there be multiple truths? Right? In every other area of study, there's only one truth. 2 + 2 is only 4. If you mix two colors together, it only turns into one a specific color. So how could there be? So that's the famous Ritva of Atirtsu. Kikshala Moshe la Marum la Kabal Torah. Heru lo al kol davar v'davar. Memtes panim la Isser, memtes panim la Heter. When Moshe Rabbeinu stood at Har Sinai, Hashem showed him 49 faces of Isser and Heter for many areas of Halacha. For everything Tame, for everything Tar. V'shala Kadosh Baruch Hu alzeh. He asked Hashem, I don't understand. How could this be Mutter and Aser? How could this be Tame and Tar? The Amar sheyehezem masur lachachme Yisrael shabachol dar vador v'yehe hachra'a kimosam. I leave it up to the chachamim, right? Meaning what? V'nachon hu alufi adrash ubederach ha'emes yesh tam sod bedavar. Okay, the Ritva. What does that mean? So the Maharal explains. What does the Ritva mean? That there are many different aspects of every Torah concept in the world. And just like the Maharal gives the mashal, if somebody asks 10 different people what makes a tree grow, they might get 10 different answers. Water, sun, soil, photosynthesis, all different answers. Air, who's right? They're all right. Just depends on perspective. Depends on how you look at it and what you think is Iker and what you think is Tufel and depends on everything. So that's every Torah concept. And that's what many Achronim say. That's the Shira. That's the Torah is called the Shira. Because when you have a symphony, you have all different instruments. Some are going high and some are going low and some are doing geep and you have bass and you have violins and you have French horns and you have tubas and you have trumpets and you have all different flutes and triangles and everything. You have so many and they're all going in different directions. But if you listen to any one of them by themselves, you know, it sounds like a cacophony and they're contradicting each other. The answer is no. They're not contradicting, it's the symphony. The symphony that comes out with beautiful music, and that's Torah. Torah is called the symphony, and that's the Ritva, and that's what the Basco said. The Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, all different shitas. Normative practice, we have to paskin like one shita. So you have to choose. So that's the Gemara. Halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, and the Gemara there in Ervin continues why Beis Hillel was chosen over Beis Shammai, which maybe we'll get back to. But that is first answer. So when the Gemara says, halacha like Beis Hillel, it's after the Basco. You could go like Beis Shammai, before the Basco. One answer. Viba Yaseima Aflacher Baskol. Maybe it's even after the Baskol. But we bring in a story with another Baskol. The two most famous Baskols probably in Shas. Reb Yeshua he damar emashkichel baskol. And really, it's even after the Baskol, but it's like Reb Yeshua who says, we don't listen to Baskols. Which Reb Yeshua? This was Bamatsiya Nuntes. Delo Bashamaimi Gemara, where Belazar is fighting and saying, I'm right, and the water will prove I'm right, and the tree, and the walls of the base medrash. And Reb Yeshua stands up and says, we don't listen to Baskols, even though the Baskol said that Allah is like Reb Elazar. B'chol makom. Reb Yeshua says, Ein mashkichim b'baskol. So maybe that's how you understand the Brisa. The first line that says, the halach is like Beis Hillel. So that is, right, they're both after the Baskol. The machlokas is machlokas tanon, whether we pass on the Baskol or not. Okay, that's the two different days. Ask Tosfos. We have to do it here because it's here too. Ask Tosfos. So why is it that we pass in like the Baskol of Beis Hillel, but we don't paskin like the Baskol of Halacha Zagar Balazar? Is a Baskol a good source for Halacha or not a good source for Halacha? Right? Part of the larger sugya of any heavenly intervention. What about dreams? What about Baskols? What about Elio Anavi? All part of a larger topic. But ask Tosfos here, do we pass in like a Baskol or not? Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos' first answer, Tosfos says, Tzvei dinim and baskols. A brisker answer. Right? There are two types of baskols. There's a serious baskol. That was Beis Hillel. Right? Halacha ka Beis Hillel. Eil ve'el du'elikim chayim. The baskol by Reb Elazar, that was just the covet of Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar, right? Reb Elazar twisted God's hand, ka b'yachol. Right? Reb Elazar says, from heaven they'll show I'm right. Well, Hashem's going to embarrass Reb Elazar and not give him a baskol. He says, from heaven they're going to show I'm right. That was just the covet of Reb Elazar. So that was an inferior baskol. That's what we want to paskin. And that's not the only time. Tosfos doesn't quote it. It's not the only time we have a baskol with Kavod Reb Elazar. Remember the Gemara in Tainus? I think it's Daf Chafei. Where Reb Elazar davened for an hour and it didn't rain. Reb Akiva says five words and it starts pouring. People are starting to be moranin. Achar Reb Elazar. Maybe he's not such a great tzaddik. Maybe. And the Gemara says, no, there's a baskol that went out that says, Lo mebnei shezeh godlo mizeh, elo shezeh mavra amidosef, zeh eno mavra amidosef. Right? That's the Gemara in Tainus, I think Chafei Amabes. So again, that's another time that a baskol goes out to defend the Reb Elazar. So says the Reb Eliezer. So says the that's the first Tosfos's first answer. You trust a serious baskol, not an inferior baskol. The ode and number two says Tosfos. There's another difference. The baskol by Beis Hillel went with the majority. Beis Hillel was the majority, and the baskol said follow. The baskol did not contradict the din in the Torah. It went with Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. So what was the suffix originally? Beshamai were sharper, but Beis Hillel was more majority. So that was the question. Sharper versus majority. And the Baskol said, go by the majority, that's the din of the Torah. Achir Ab Lahatos. Ava Baskol Dr. Eliezer Varabanan Depliga Alei Have Ruba. The Baskol in Bamitsiya and Tanur Shalachnoi, right, that went against the halacha. Right? The majority was against Rabbi Eliezer. That's why we won't paskin like that baskol. Again, what exactly is a baskol? Much to discuss about that. Again, just to mention maybe one or two sources. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, discusses why is it called a baskol, not just a kol. Right? Why is it a baskol? Because it's a low level. It's not nevuah. Says Tosfos, Yesh Omrim. Shalom hayushomin kol hayotze min hashamayim. They didn't really hear a voice from heaven. Ela mitoch oso kol yotze kol acher. They heard what we would call an echo. Kemo pa'amim sh'adamake b'koach v'shomea kol acher hayotzi mimenu l'mei rachok. V'yozo kol hayushomim. L'kakor n'ozo baskol. Tosfos Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph Amun Aleph. The Gilead Hashazer of Kiva Eger on that Tosfos says, look in Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos in the 16th parak. So if he says that, that's what we do. What does it say there? That's the sugya of Baskol's Baya in Edus Isha. A Baskol says that so-and-so died. Could you trust it? The Baskol. So there, also Tosfos Yontif quotes this Tosfos and says, a Baskol, because it's showing that it's a secondary voice, Baskol, v'li nira. Shnigra Baskol, if he she'eno kol lo, kol a love. It's lower. And that's why it even says bas kol and not ben kol. Because bas, the feminine form, is usually a weaker form. Shekocho, right? So it's a vachshav, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes. Tashkocho kenekeva, it says that in one place, where he became weak. Ella v'zil basko d'mishasenu enam in yezel afisha holchu v'lomatzu shem adam v'chulu. So it might not be what the basko, he talks about basko there, but he's saying in the Mishnah there it might not be actually about the basko. But that is what he says. That's why it's a basko v'lo karhu ben kol, because of the feminine. Okay, that's a discussion. Why is it called a binyan av and not a binyan aim? Why is it baskol and not a benkol? The Ramban also discusses this, just in terms of the Rishonim. The Ramban in the a comment that many know, in terms of how the Urim and Tumim worked, right? That the letters used to light up on the Choshen, and the Kohen Gadol had to decipher, and that was Eli's mistake, that he didn't put the letters in order, Keshera, Kesara, Shikora. But the Ramban, at the end of that piece where he discusses, in Parshas Tetzaveh, that idea that the letters lit up, that's where he says, Vizos mi madrega ruach hakodesh. Vihilamata min hanavua ulamala mi baskol. So the different levels of communication from God. Baskol, urim v'tumim, nevua. Those are three. Where does ruach hakodesh fit in? So the Ramban says that urim v'tumim is one of the levels of ruach hakodesh. Mi madregos ruach hakodesh. So within Ruach HaKodesh there are levels, and we add within Nevuah there are levels. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was qualitatively different. So he says, this is the Baskol, higher than a Baskol, Shemishtam Shem Bavai Sheini, Lachash Baska Nevuah, Upaskur Metumim. The Efshar, Bechulu, and he continues. I think Rabbeinu Bachai, also in Parshas Zos Habracha, talks about all the different levels of communication between God and a man. Again, there's so much here to talk about, but we will now continue and get back to some sugyas here in Chulin. Says the Gemara, Mikol Makom Kasha. So we really end up with a Kasha. How did Rava do that? How did Rava paskin like two chumras against each other? Right, Rav and Shmuel, we spoke about the Turbetz HaVeshet. We don't want to say that Rava was chsil, chas v'shalom. So Amar Rav Tavos, Kula Karav Avda. Really, he went straight like Rav. He had a different misora of what Rav said. That's how we're going to answer. Right, a different misora. He went Kula like Rav. What did we say Rav said? Rav held two things. One because of the other. He says a tiny little puncture in the Turbetz HaVeshes is a problem because he holds that's a makom shchita. So the Gemara is going to answer no. He had a misora that Rav holds a tiny puncture is a problem and it's not makom shchita. So if you have both those problems, that's why you apostle it. And he holds like Rav. Don't listen to what Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, my brother. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So don't listen to how Rav Yehuda formulated Rav, which is what we're assuming the Gemara said earlier, that the reason Rav says Psuka B'mashu is because it's a Makam Shechita. No, not true. Hachi Amar Rav, Veshin Nasru Bo Chachamim Shir. Veshet, the Chachamim gave a shir of where on the Veshet you are allowed to shecht. So if they gave a shir, right, if the Turbetz HaVeshet was included, then what kind of shir? Just go all the way to the top. They didn't have to say a specific shir. Michlal, the Bach has in a couple of words here. Michlal, the Turbetz HaVeshet, la makam shchitahu. If they had to give a shir, that means that it's not makam shchita, right? Because if there was no shir, then just, if it's all included, then just go all the way to the top, to the jaw. So the fact that they gave a shir must be Turbetz HaVeshet is not included, and yet, v'kamar b'mashu. But he still says, it's ne'aser b'mashu. And Rashi quotes, just like the Gargaris. The Gargaris also, it's not exactly a parallel to the place where Nekev is going to pass b'mashu, and the makom of Shechita. So, that's how we defend Rava. Lamala ad kama. So where's the shear on top? Lamala ad kama. How much is the lamaisa shear? Amar of Nachman ad kadei tfisas yad. As much as you need to grab it. Be able to grab the makom, above where you sheft. What exactly does that mean? Rashi, Tosfos, and the Bahag. Rashi says right here, Sarach laniach letzad arosh kishalosh etzbaos va'arba. Three or four fingers. Right? Between the jaw and the shokin is able to grab. Lashon Mori Azakin, that's what he quotes from his Rebbe. Vani Shamati, he quotes, Achizas chute tziparnayim, a little spot enough to fit the points of the fingernails. Rashi does not like that shot. He says that's not called tfisas yad. Right enough to put a couple of fingers, says Rashi. If you look in Tosfos quotes from the Bahag, kite tfisas yad, kite nokit inish b'shte etzvaosav. Right, two fingers. V'divrayim divrei kabbalah v'yishlis mochaleim. Right, that's the divrei kabbalah, and one can rely. And then Tosfos also quotes from the Rivam, maybe it depends on the animal. B're'emim gedolim, so you need four. Right, mikan ve'ela kol echad ve'echad lefi mashu gadol. Might depend on the size of the animal. Okay, that's above. So you have to have a couple of centimeters, right? A couple of finger breaths. Lamata ad kama. What about below? How far down is it? Right. That's one of the misconceptions of a giraffe, which maybe we'll have to talk about at some point. Right. A giraffe. It's not kosher because you don't know where to shecht it. Of course, you know where to shecht it. The giraffe is the easiest animal to shecht in terms of place. Right. It has the longest. Right. But the problem is many other reasons why giraffe is kosher, but many other reasons why it's very hard to shecht it, to hold it down, and the meat is very tough, and the meat's not very good anyway. You see, non-Jews don't eat giraffe meat so commonly. There are many other reasons for that. So lamat ad kama, what's the lower, border? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bravua, ad kadei sheyasir. Right. Before, up until it gets hairy. All the way at the bottom, there's internal, hair. In the end of the veshet, so that is where that is already not allowed. Rashi quotes that you scrape off the hair before you process it. Any, is this really true that you go up until where the hair is? Amar Avina, Amar Geneva, Mishrei Derav, Tefach beveshet samach lekeres, zeo keres apnimi. Keres apnimi, we said earlier, if it can't have a neck of in it. So where's the lower point? So Rav says, the tefach in the veshet that's close to the keres, that's where the stomach, we know the esophagus, the food pipe goes into the stomach. So one of the stomachs, one of the parts of the stomachs, so the veshet that gets close to the keres, that is the keres hapnimi. Rashi, v'kasal kedaitach, delo azel seir betoch ha-veshet, v'lo midi. And we assume that there's no hair at the end of the veshet until you get into the keres. Right? That's where the hair starts. But all the way up until that point, it's all not hairy. And what have we just said here? We said before, ad makom sheyasir, until it gets hairy, and that's the whole veshet. The whole veshet is considered, you're able to shech there, right? Because it's not hairy yet. But the question here, Rav says that the teva close to the veshet is already called the keres hapnimi, and you can't shech there. It's already called stomach. It's not called veshet anymore. Amai ki kashachit bekeres kashachit. So now, when he shechts in that last tefach, right, he's shechting in the keres. So why is that okay? So the Gemara answers, Ema tefach bekeres samach leveshet zo keres apnimi. One answer, okay, change what we just said. It means the first tefach within the keres, right, not outside the keres. Iba yisema ki kamarav betura demaser tvei. Or Rav's talking about an ox. And an ox has hair even on the bottom, above, outside the keres, right? Even above, onto the veshet, in the veshet. And therefore everything fits in. Because that last tefach is already hairy, and that's called the keres. That's what we said before. You can cut until where it's hairy. And therefore, everything fits. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Turbetz HaVeshet Shenital Kulo Milechi Kasher. The turbetz HaVeshet that we have been just talking about, that we said is the top of the veshet where it connects to the jaw, if it is totally removed, it's kasher. The Gemara is going to ask about that in a minute. V'tana tuna, nita lechi atachton, kosher. And as we just said, just like the turbetz HaVeshet is removed, meaning, according to that, the pipes don't have to be attached, so too if you take out the lower jaw. Same idea. So matzkav lara papa, va'ika ikur simanim. But didn't we learn in the first parak? There's a psul shchita, forget shreifa. There's a psul shchita of ikur, where the pipes, okay, it's according to one of the days there, Bahag, Rashi, the pipes aren't connected before you start shchita. So here they're not connected. So, ulurapapa kasha masisan. Okay, but according to Rav Papa, how do you read the Mishnah that says nita lechi atachton kasher? Right, the Mishnah says that if you take the lower jaw is missing, it's kasher. So how does Rav Papa himself put that together with the principle of ikur? Nika lechi atachton kasher. So bishlama masisan Rav Papa lo kasha. According to Rav Papa, I can answer. What's the principle of ikur and what's the principle of lechi atachton is missing, it's still kasher? Ha di akur akure, ha di ifkom igom igume me ilave simanim. Even if you say, what's psul, if the whole top is missing and the pipes don't connect to anything on top, that's psul. But what happens if the lower jaw is missing but there's still a little muscle left under it and the pipes still have a mooring on top? There's still something left there. That's okay. That's what it says, neat talik lechi atachton kasher. That doesn't mean everything on top. That means the lower jaw, but there's something under the lower jaw that the pipes are still connected to. That's kasher. Ikur means it's totally missing. That's Rav Papa's chilek between the Mishnah, the two Mishnayis. Ikur versus the Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Dalet of neat talik atachton kasher. Elo l'shmuel kasha. But according to Shmuel says that the whole thing is missing, it's kasher. So what does he do with ikur? So lo tema kulo ela ema rubo. It must be that he says even if majority is missing, there's still a little bit there. Still a little bit there. And therefore that would be kasher. Again, you wouldn't say rubo kakulo in that case. As long as a miyad is still there, it is okay. V'yamar Rav Chana Amar Shmuel, simanim shenidaldelu b'ruban treifa. Aye, but Shmuel says the simanim that are mostly separated treifas. How could he say that rove is okay as long as you have a little there? Amar Rav Shishi, Brei Ravidi, ha de ikpal ikpule, hasam de ifrok ifruke. Right, a question also about the girsa here, but we'll go with our girsa. It depends if it's peeled off or it is totally removed. Meaning, if one part is peeled away, then the remaining part is stiff and strong, and that would be good enough. A miyut that's strongly connected, that's okay. But the other part where what the Gemara calls afruk afruke, that's where it's cut in a bunch of different places. Even the little part that's left is loose. And therefore, it's not going to be good enough. That's a miyut. That's a reyesa of a miyut. And that's where Shmuel says it is a problem. Lomaskana, the Rishonim here discuss. So when do you exactly know there's a treifa here? There's a treifa that's being discussed here. So when is it a treifa and when is it ikur? And we know that's a big nafgamina. Right? Is it a nevela? Is it a treifa? That's the mishnah we had back on Daf Lamed Beis, the heart of this mesechta. Lev discusses what's a nevela, what's a treifa. Achlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Sheva. We mentioned when there's a psul in the shechita, it's a nevela. When there's something else, it's a treifa. So at the end of this gemara, when the dust settles, it's not so straightforward. So according to Shmuel, when is something violating ikur, and then it will be a nevela. When is it? No, it's not ikur. It's just the treifa of the simanim not being connected. So that is a discussion here in the Rishonim. Okay, ruba kakulo is also a big topic. We'll see if there's time as we continue. But we have to continue now. Upsukas hagargeres. So now that was all about the veshet, about the esophagus, the food pipe. Now we're into the gargaris, the trachea. Tana, kama psukas gargaris. So how much is what is that trefa where it's cut? Beruba. Has to be rove of the trachea. The kama ruba, how do you determine what rove is? Rav amar, rove ovya, the amri la, rove chalala. Again, discussion what exactly this means, but the words, maybe, because the top of the trachea has a thick skin. And the bottom has a thin skin. But rove avia, do you go by rove of the width including the pipes? Or if I'm the rove chalal, you just go by rove of the space inside. So machlokas, what exactly one does, we pass in rove chalala in terms of how do you determine rove by trachea. Hahi psukas hagargeres asalakami derav. There was a case of psukas hagargeres that came in front of Rav Yosef Ukabatik Labrov Avya. He was checking Rov Avya, including the thickness of the pipes. Amru Le Rav Kanav Ravasi Larav Limatana Rabbeinu Rov Chalala. But didn't you teach us Rov Chalala? You go by the airspace, not by the thickness of the skin. So, without answering, the Gemara does not record an answer. Shadri Lakame Durava Barbachana. The Rav sent it to Rav Barbachana. Batka Rov Chalala Vachshara. And it was Machsharit. The Zavan Mina. And he himself bought some of the meat. So there's two things unusual about this story the Gemara is going to go into. Number one, if Rav was about to treif it up, how did he send it to somebody else to kasher it? Or did he already trafe it up? So the hechi avid hachi, how was this done? V'atanya chacham shetime ein chavera rashoi l'taher, asar ein chavera rashoi l'hatir. How did these Kahana and Ravasi matir it after Rav already answered it? Shani hachab, the Rav lo asar mesar. He didn't answer it yet. He didn't answer it. He's thinking about answering it. Right? Like the Rav Shlomo Zalman and the abortion story, right? You have to go ask the Tzitz Eliezer. I can't answer your question. He knew what he was going to say, but he knew that this, he didn't want to give this psak to this person, so he was sent him to someone else. Right? The Rav, lo asar mesar. Says the Gemara, v'kivan to ori b'chacham hecha achamine. He didn't answer it, but didn't he give a psak, a question about it? It was at least a question. And didn't we have earlier that even a questionable piece of meat, even if it was matred afterwards, you know, someone on that level shouldn't be participating in it? Let's just read the whole thing and then we'll comment. Vaksiv, right, we just had this a couple of weeks ago. V'ya on the pasuk in Yechezkel. V'yomer ha-hashem alokim hinei nafshi lumu tamav and nevel v'treva lo achalti. Min yirai v'arat tov l'ba b'fi basar pigil. Right, so all of these things. Yechezkel said, I didn't do this. Why are you making me do this? Hashem told him to make prepare a cake and so on. Right, something disgusting. And Yechezkel says, why are you making me do this? I never did any of these averis. So it's obvious he didn't do the Pashat averis. That's why the Chazal darshan that each of these phrases is saying something deeper. I never had those improper thoughts, which Tosfos earlier, if you remember, discussed. Isn't that also for everybody? What's the chumrah here? I never ate from meat of kos. Checked it. Meaning a misukenes. That's what this come up earlier. V'lo ba b'fib sar pigol shlo achalti mi behem. So what does that mean? I never ate pigol shlo achalti mi behem ashor b'chacham. I never ate from an animal that there had to be a psak about. That was the marsha over there, right? Pigol is all about the machshava. Here too, it's about the machshava that might affect the basar. Mishum Rabbi Nasan Amru differently shlo achalti mi behem ashlo hormer matnoseha. I never ate from an animal that did not have its matanos. The Zeroa, the Lachayim, and the Keva taken off of it. Even though technically it doesn't make a Tevel before you take it off. It's a different type of Matanos. Question mark. So, how did these rabbis partake of it, even, right, though it was Matired, but it was at least a Basar with a Shelas Chacham? So answer, Hanimili Milsa Detalia Besvara. Rabba Barachana Agamre Samach. Right, when do you say it was a milsa, the horrible chacham? That's if there's a question, you're not sure. It's like a tel b'shikol adas. But if there's a mesorah, and that other rabbi was doing one mesorah, but I have another mesorah. I have a mesorah about this. It's clear. There's no suffix. So you can rely on his mesorah, agamre samach. Period. That was all one issue in this story, and that is, how did he go against the earlier psak? How did he go against the earlier psak? And Tosfos here quotes, also, how could he, other stories, right, in the Lakaman and Daf Memtes, it must be in all the stories that there was a change, it must be that they went based on their Mesorah. There is a fascinating, discussion in the Rishonim here. Lumdus. Here, you don't have to look at the Achronim for the Lumdus. It's Beferish in the Rishonim. What's the reason that after a Chacham Asur, you can't matter it? What's the reason? So the Pshuto Shel HaDvarim is that it's covet. It's lack of covet. After one chacham asers it, period. It's, you can't matir it. It's such a bizayon to the first rabbi. The first rabbi asered, you can't matir. If that's the svara, then you might say the same exact thing in the opposite direction. What if one person matirs it? If a big rabbi matirs it, then you can't aser it. It's kavod harav. And then it would be connected maybe to the sugya of mora halacha bifnei rabo, right? The sugya in Sanhedrin. So it might be connected. But there's another svara, right? The Rashba here quotes. The Rishonim here quote it, and the Rishonim and Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin. That's where the Rishonim discuss it. They quote from the Ravid. Another more lumdish, not more, just different, lumdish svara. That, you know why Chacham Sha'asa can't matter it? Because Shavya Nafshi, Chadicha Disura. This Chacham already created that this piece of meat is treif. And it's Chadicha Disura. Not just Kavod HaRav, but it's Chadicha Disura. Says the Rashba, what's a nafkamina? Well, one nafkamina might be in the opposite direction. Right? Do you say the same thing if the first chacham matured it? There's not shavya nafshi chaticha da'atera. No such status. But the Rashba quotes another nafkamina. What about b'di'eved? Is it only a ishu l'chadchila? So the Ravid says, de'eno rashoi v'imhitir de'eno mutter. Kamar. Velomisham kvodo shel rishon ela hoel v'nafak alei shem isura havi lechaticha di isura. Wow. Right, and that's what that's nafkamina. Nafkamina is b'di'evet. Nafkamina is what about heter to iser, not just iser to heter. Another nafkamina. What if the first rabbi will never find out what the second rabbi says? Right, it's a case of again, you have to know for sure. But again, it will never be lack of coven. It won't be lack of coven. He'll never know. He'll never know. And there are other nafkaminas also. So there's definitely what if the first one is mochel. But either way, this is a fascinating sugya. The Rishonim here discuss it, and the Rishonim in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Good. That is all one issue. The other issue the Gemara quotes is, but the Chacham that matired then bought from it? Doesn't that look a little shady? V'tepek le'mishem chshada. Isn't there chshad, continues the Gemara? Titania. Donas adin zika v'chayev timei v'tir asar v'hitir. If a judge is ever involved in a case, v'chein ha'edim she'idu, or edim, kulan rashon likach. Technically, they're allowed to. Let's say if a judge says, this is kosher, and then he goes and buys it, technically he's allowed to. Technically, edim are allowed to also. Aval amar chachamim harchek min akiyur min adomelo. But it looks ugly. It doesn't look good. Right, it doesn't look good. Right, by arayos, the Gemara in the Mishnayos and Gemara in Yevamos discusses this. Right, if there's a bezdin dayan in a gerushin case and then marry the person. Right, that's shema yisa, maybe no se'ena va'acher. So again, that's a separate issue by arayos. But here in general, technically by dinim amanis is mutter, but it doesn't look good. So how does this rabbi do it? So the Gemara says, Hani mili midi de mezavein mishuma. When there's something that is sold by estimation, meaning there's no fixed price, and then the rabbi buys it, so people will say, oh, he probably got a good price. So therefore, it's a problem. Hacha maskala muchach, but here the weight is muchach, meaning he paid in full. He's not getting any better deal because of it. So nobody's going to say anything because he could have just bought another piece of meat. It's all the same. Right? It's not that it's impossible to get. Similar, kiha de rabba shara tarfasa. Bezavim min abisra, like rabba. Bought, or Rava, right, matir to trefa, and then he bought from it. Amrele bas Rav Chizda, his wife, right, the daughter of Rav Chizda. That's why he was changed to Rava, because Rava married the daughter of Rav Chizda. Bas Rav Chizda, abashari bukhra velozava mine bisra. My father, matir to bukhar, meaning he said there's a mum kavua, and he bought from it. I'm sorry, and he didn't buy from it. Velozava mine bisra. He didn't buy from it. I said, how can you do this, my father, compared to you? So Amar Allah, and he answered her, Hanimili Bukhra da Ashumam is Davin. The Bukhar is sold based on estimation. Hacha Baskala Muchach. It's clear. It's clear. The weight is clear. I didn't get any good deal. My Ika, Mishum Umsa Ma'al Yasa. What? It's because you think it was a prime cut? Right? Kol Yoma Umsa Ma'al Yasa Zavnuli. People bring me prime cuts all the time. You know, I'm the rabbi of the town. They'll bring me their best cuts of meat. So I didn't need this is nothing unusual, and therefore there is no chshad. There is no chshad. Period. The next line goes into the next Gemara, so we're going to stop here. And again, the next two dafim will be put up by the last cycle. There's one other ha'ara. Rashi here says on Rav Chizda, right? What did Bas Rav Chizda say? My father wouldn't take it. Rashi says Rav Chizda was a kohen. Last couple of skinny lines, and even though he was a kohen, he wouldn't take it. What is mashba from Rashi? A bechor that gets a mum, so that becomes chulin. Could only a kohen eat that? Or is it mutar l'Yisrael? Pashtus in many places, we would think that it's kechulin, it's mamonu shel kohen, but it's mutar l'Yisrael. Rashi sounds like it's only a kohen. Rashi sounds like, doesn't say, beferish, kohen ha'ik, then rinib be'an izakin, shmonim zugim achim kohanim, nesun shmonim zugos achis kohanos, bechor nim karpa omad, a bechor is not allowed to be sold by weight, Rashi quotes, but that is the... That's the mashma from the from Rashi, and this is not a pashut din. There are many other Rishonim that discuss it. Again, we don't have time to go into it right now, but other sources discuss the Tosfos Chitzonios on this Gemara says there seems to be a Beferish Mishnah that will have Beit Hashem in Bechoros on Daf Lamed Beis. Right, Shadas Beis Hillel, Shagam Zarim Mutarim BeBechor Acher HaHeter BeMumo. Okay, you have to figure out exactly what Rashi means. Are there any Chilukim? Is there any Sidur Rabbanan? Okay, either way, we'll have to stop here. But either way, important sugyas about Chshad, about Chacham She'asar. Tosfos also, it's an important Tosfos here about how are the Edom able to buy? Do you trust people if it's just, if they did a Maisa? right? What if they just did dibur? Again, important to Tosfos. Tosfos here discusses if people are mad about the gerushin, like we said, referring to the case in Yevamos. Either way, important topics. Okay, we'll have to stop at Hashem. Again, the next two will be put up, and then we'll pick up after that.